The potential disenfranchisement of over 125,000 voters in Brooklyn, first reported by WNYC on primary day, has led to probes by the state attorney general and the New York City controller. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says entire blocks of voters and buildings were apparently missing from the rolls after election officials said they were merely catching up with the routine cleanup of outdated voter lists. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the voter roll purge is just the latest sign of a voter access system in New York that is one of the most restrictive in the nation.
There were problems all across the state with regard to voter participation in the presidential primary and the special elections. And New York is really notorious in terms of having difficult obstacles for voters to surmount in order to vote. And I think that contributes to why New York has one of the lowest voter participation rates in the country.
People around the country who watched coverage of the recent New York primary might have been surprised to learn that New Yorkers who wanted to switch parties or join a party to vote in the primary had to have done so by last October. New voters had to have signed up by March 25th. Horner says it's likely that many New York State voters were also stunned to find that out.
What they've been watching across the country are people showing up at caucuses whenever they want to express their point of view, states that allow independents to vote in political parties, allowing voters to more quickly register and vote before an election.
Then the presidential campaigns came to New York in early April.
It rolls into New York, and they find out that if they wanted to vote Republican, but they were already an independent or not enrolled in a political party, they couldn't do so. And I think that's what contributed massively to the confusion that was happening at the polls.
NYPERG, as well as other reform groups, support same-day voter registration, which is the law in many other states. They don't have a position, though, on whether parties can require an earlier date for party affiliation in order to vote in a primary. But Horner says 6 months is far too long. 2 weeks or 10 days would be more appropriate. Horner's group also backs automatic voter registration. When a resident gets a license with the Department of Motor Vehicles or interacts with social services agencies, they are automatically signed up. If they don't want to register to vote, they can choose to opt out. Governor Cuomo, in his budget proposal this year, proposed a limited form of auto registration limited to the DMV.
So why do we make it so difficult for the people to participate? Voter registration should be a presumption, not a hurdle. Let's flip the paradigm and automatically enroll voters when they get a driver's license. They can always opt out.
The legislature rejected the proposal. Finally, Horner says a lot of the problems with inaccurate voter registration data and polling location could be solved if the boards of elections were run by professionals instead of the current system of patronage hires by the two major political parties.
We don't think there should be a cabal of just Democrats and Republicans running the elections for all 20 million New Yorkers. We should think it should be professionalized and not a patronage setup.
So far, there has not been much interest in the legislature in passing laws to allow same-day or automatic registration or even professionalizing boards of elections. But Horner says the outcomes of the investigations into the Brooklyn potential disenfranchisement by the Attorney General and New York City Controller could change that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.